Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking a lot of summer off-season sports. And we had a chance recently to visit with Camden Whiteneck. He'll be a junior next school year at Mercer County High School and, of course, a standout wrestler for the Golden Eagles. Wanted to talk a little summer wrestling, and he was involved in an interesting camp with the Speaker brothers, Seth and Steve, and they just got back from Iowa, I think, Saturday, a 10-day camp. They call it the J-Rob camp, and what intrigued me most about this is the camp ends with a 12-mile run, I think it was last Saturday. So Camden Whiteneck, take it away. Let's talk about how the camp ends. That sounds like a pretty intensive wrestling camp. So let's first start talk about how the camp ends. Is that right, a 12-mile run to end a wrestling camp? My
yeah.
goodness. So take it away. Tell us about that.
His theory on the 12-mile run is that running's more of a mental game. Like, yeah, your legs hurt, but your mind's telling you to keep going or to stop. And so that's why he thinks it's important to have long runs throughout 10 days and end it with a 12-mile run.
Is it a mental game? Did you learn that?
Yeah.
So, and that's after a 10-day intensive wrestling camp that you indicated 4 workouts a day. So tell us about, it's called the J-Rob camp. So let's talk first about who J-Rob is, the camps at Iowa. Give us a little thumbnail sketch of what it's about.
Well, J-Rob, he was a 2-time high school state champion, started his freshman year in high school. He was a few-time national champion. And then he went on and wrestled in the Olympics twice. And he wrestled on the United States world team. So,
and a little bit about how the camp works then. Steve and Seth Speaker were with you and yourself 10 days, 4 workouts a day. Give us a little bit about what is involved in the camp. It's on a small college campus in Iowa, northern Iowa.
Yeah, they put a lot of the responsibility on yourself to get up and to go and be on practice on time. They're not coming around making sure you're awake. And make sure you go to bed, and there's like a little workbook with assignments that you have to do, just like mental game assignments and like life reflection assignments that you have to write down, turn in, and they like check over, make sure you do them. And then so you start off the morning with the morning run. It's usually about an hour, 15-minute run, or whatever workout you have that day. Then you go into a technique session, which is about 2 hours long. And then after technique, you break, go back to the dorms, shower, and then go to the mess hall and eat lunch. And then you go back to your dorm, and that's the big nap time. That's what me and Steve and Seth always took our 1-2-hour naps. And then we go down to the gym, which is maybe 5 minutes away, and we'd do a hard practice is what they call it, which consists of hard wrestling, running, conditioning, whole bunch of stuff, and then we'd go back to the dorm, shower, eat dinner, and then we'd have one more workout where Jay talked to us beforehand, kind of like a mental reflection and motivational speech types of things, and then we'd do like a late workout.
So that's one day, so repeat that 9 days, man. That's the intensive part of the camp.
Yeah,
apparently.
It's pretty repetitive, but your body gets used to it after a while.
And that's where the mental aspect of the sport comes in. I mean, it's a physical thing, but it takes a mental capacity. That to me sounds like a lot to get through.
Yeah, a lot of coaches say that the match is won before you step on the mat, and so that's what they teach you at this campus, is to be able to be mentally strong in adverse conditions. So,
what type of talent level is there? Where do the wrestlers come from? Is it a situation that they're all over the Midwest, mostly Iowa, Illinois kids? Or just tell us about kind of the type of talent that's there with you.
There's kids from California, from Florida. They're from all over. But the talent level really fluctuates, especially in the room that I was in. There's like 1-year wrestlers up to 2-time state champs looking for those 2 more state championships.
Yeah.
There's always different levels for everybody.
What do you think you've gained from an experience like that? Apparently you like it and it's paying dividends for you because you did it last year and you came back and did it this year.
Yeah, well, my freshman year wasn't really what I wanted it to be. And so I saw this camp, and I saw they have a lot of, they have a good reputation. And so I went to the camp over the summer going in sophomore year, and when I wrestled my sophomore year, my record was like twice as good, and I got on the rankings for the state, and I was one match away from going to state. So I decided that maybe I'll go back this year and it'll change something else.
All right. Well, and I was told, Ben, after you participated in the 10-day J-Rob Wrestling Intensive Camp, and again, the camp ended last Saturday with a 12-mile run. How long of a drive was it?
It's four and a half hours.
So you do that, you drive 4.5 hours, and I was setting up this interview, and it was either your mom or dad told me, well, he's got to mow the grass when he gets back. So, man, props to you for doing that. Now, you're involved in another, I think, kind of interesting wrestling endeavor this week that involves a group of kids that are staying with you, and then you're going to a camp, I think, in LeClaire, Iowa all week. A little bit about... And the kids that are with you are like out-of-state kids, too. So what's that all about?
Yeah, I have one kid that's staying in my house from Western Iowa. His name's Quentin Vogel. He's my dad's good friend. He's like a family friend of ours. And then I have three Pennsylvania kids from Pennsylvania staying at my house. And we leave usually about 6:30, 6:45 in the morning and head up to LeClaire, Iowa for a wrestling camp that goes from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So... Yeah.
Now, is that going to end with a 12-mile run on Saturday?
I hope not.
All right. Well, a lot going on, and props to you. That's a pretty impressive camp. And like I said, I saw the social media post about it ending with a 12-mile run. So, man, that's a tough 10-day camp. Camden, nice going. Good to see the great work you're doing in the summer. And before you know it, it'll be November, and it'll be the IHSA season. Have a good rest of the summer.
Thank you.
It's Camden Whitenack joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.